That's the intro right there for the podcast.
This will be episode 75.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yes. No, don't yes. name it. It won't be necessarily.
This is episode 75.
Okay, fine. Know.
Yeah, just go with
we
it.
We don't necessarily number it, but we can name it.
That's it.
There's
name
the,
it. Network. Name it.
This is the, that's the intro. We're in. Yeah. We're solid. How are we doing, Angie? See, looky there.
He thinks he's smooth.
I already know what's up.
I already know what's up, boo.
Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, good.
And you?
I'm doing good. Doing awesome. Good. Awesome. So what are we talking about, Lucas?
And he pitches.
Yes, got you guys.
So I just, my name is Lucas.
Hi, Lucas.
Hello. And I am a recovering podcaster.
Recovering, man, you're in the middle of it. It's an addiction.
Oh, crap.
Crap.
Yeah, so Emily had a couple of good topics that I think we need to tackle, and we'll just determine if we can get it all in this podcast or if we need to make two podcasts out of it. So hang on to your seat, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight. What did
you
do
What
now?
You got? What's the commitment first, statement?
The first is the importance of networking.
Networking. Mm. Wow. Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, because it's what's that quote? Your network determines your net worth.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Dang.
The more people that you know and they know you, the more likely they're going to call you to do business.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And I think the best way to foster those relationships is not to think about what can I get from this person, but what can I do for this person in order to, get this relationship.
Benefits everyone. Yeah, mm-hmm. So how can we collaborate? And I like what you said, some of the wealthiest are, we noticed at the top of their game or whatever, they're collaborators, not really competitors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Right.
Yeah. I like that.
Well, and I think a lot of the times people they're so focused on the money, right?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh man, like I'm more worried about getting the sale done and over with. But it's like, if you actually took the time to sometimes cultivate a relationship,
yep.
then you actually get that money easier without having to do like a hard sell.
Yeah.
You know,
it is true. So I'm going to be 100% transparent. And, you know, obviously, I think a lot of entrepreneurs out there will share this history. So when you start out, it's scary.
It is.
You're broke. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to climb to the top. And really, for me, it's always been, how do I keep the work coming? How do I keep these people working with me working? Mm. And how do we make the wheels go round.
Yep. Yeah.
So networking for a long time meant joining every organization and trying to connect and have lunches and do things like that. And again, a little nervous because things were pretty tight. And if it didn't happen quickly enough, and when I say quickly enough, I mean a couple of years, right?
Right.
I had to pivot, like go find another way to do this. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, you just get busier, you just network with more people, and the money will come.
Yeah.
It does, guys. And you know, I remember hearing people say that when I was young. I'm like, for you, maybe. What am I supposed to do over here? Like,
right.
you know. But it comes if you just stay focused and you continue the work and you surround yourself by people who want to accomplish the same kind of things you said, and you're not mm-hmm. just driven by money.
Yeah.
It comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who are like-minded and who want to grow with you instead of just be like, oh, right. yeah, I want to grow, right. but this person wants to stay stagnant.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people want you to grow them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily worried about growing you at the same time.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think a very, overlooked aspect of networking, something that, you're magnificent at,
aww.
Is, going into a restaurant and just talking to people and... I mean, it's been great for you because you can be like, hey, you want to be on the show if it's a really good restaurant or a musician or whatever.
She's the same.
But yeah, mm-hmm. same with Emily. Yeah. yeah, it's like you can just go up and kind of talk to anybody and be like,
you
hey,
don't?
You should do. I no, it's not natural for me. Like,
really?
I don't automatically just start doing that.
Huh?
Yeah,
I get nervous. I get very we found out this weekend we went to the Adobe event in Nashville, right?
He got nervous.
He was nervous.
I get very quiet.
Yeah,
because I don't know. I guess my social
battery. You're not ever quiet around me.
I guess my oh wow, we know that. I guess my social battery sometimes just closes up and yeah. I don't know you and I don't
right.
talk
but,
to you, but I need to.
Here's the way you need to look at it, right? You are a gift that just walked into their
front
door.
I know.
Okay. Who was that person and what voice was that? Okay.
Oh my.
I know.
But anyway, everybody needs what we do. And dude, especially if your camera isn't far away or if you can make an arrangement to come back sooner, they want to talk to you because you can help them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You can help them, you know, and I just like the guy we had on the show today, the spiel, I heard him playing in a tunnel, you know, and it's like, you just want to share it with the world. Like, I want to go up to 100%. You and, or drop it in your little tip basket. You didn't even know that I was there and you called me later and it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah,
connections.
I didn't even realize that was the story.
Until I walked by three times and he never saw me because I was like, man, it was amazing.
He was that good. Yeah.
So good. Yeah. And people were stopped, but he's the kind of artist, he never really opened his eyes. He didn't even know what was happening around him.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm.
And that's when you know they're good because he's like in the music.
He was locked in.
He was in the music.
So good.
And I think that's why, like I don't even think you realize what you're doing whenever you're networking.
No.
You're just being yourself. You're just talking to people and you're just like, hey.
Really too much.
I think you're so focused on like, I can help you.
Yeah. Rather the world than should like, know about you.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Jermaine Pitts. Guys, look him up. Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so really, really good.
Is that networking, Emily? Are we networking?
No, I think so. I think, going back to what Riley said about not being like super open to or just feeling kind of like, what is it, social constraints? Is that what you're kind of feeling?
Your social
like,
battery or? Sometimes is just,
yeah.
Just like around different people.
That's when I stay home.
Yeah, I know exactly.
But you can, there's always something. There's always something though that you can relate to somebody with, you just have to find that one thing that you can start a conversation about. And then after that, it's golden, you know?
Yeah. I had this thought this morning driving in. It was a long drive. It was like 3 hours. Mm. But anyway, I've gotten to the point, and it's probably because of my age. I look at people and I'm like, they're on their course for the day. What are they going to do today? You know, everybody's doing things. And it's like, just under the surface, I want to get to know a little bit about a lot of people, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, we're all the same, really. I mean, there's such a connectability.
Yeah.
Yet we never take time to.
I have that sometimes, but like, it's a little bit different.
Okay. What do you do? Here it goes. Well,
oh, gosh. You're driving in the morning and there's like, there's freaking cars everywhere. And you're like, what are these people doing? Where did they come from?
Especially on 13.
I live in Southern Illinois. There shouldn't be that many people here.
Why are they all out at the same time?
But then after I cool down for a second, I'm like, seriously, though, there's so many people and they're doing so many things and it's kind of crazy, right?
It is. Gosh,
like,
it is.
Billions of people going somewhere, doing
something
every single day.
Every day.
So what the frick? It's crazy.
So what I'm hearing is get out of the way. Okay, Lucas is
he's coming for you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I actually don't even drive that fast.
We're not going to talk about all the times I've been on the phone with Riley and he's heard my car horn go off. So
you guys are giving us a bad rap. I'm trying to be all poetic and nice. And you're like, get out of the way.
But one thing I like to do is I like to sit back and watch. And
you're a people watcher.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't like to be?
He is a creeper.
But no, I like to observe the conversation between two other people. Like, if you guys are having a conversation, and I could just listen, because listening is powerful compared to butting in and just.
Sure.
Joe Schmo did this too. I'm like, that doesn't really pertain to my conversation.
Why are you in my conversation? Yeah. Either way. No, but it is. Look, networking is connectability, is growth, is sustainability, is success.
Yeah. And I think mainly for your business, this has happened to me and know it's happened to you, is like, you'll just get a phone call somebody.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden you'll do a business deal that day from someone you've never met before.
Yep.
That heard a recommendation from someone that you met like two times at some weird event that didn't even matter, that you shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Yes, I remember. You have no clue.
But then, you get this phone call and then you just all of a sudden made a bunch of money because you decided, hey, I'm going to be nice and talk to this person.
Right.
Yeah.
And make a connection.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing that we've talked about it many, many times is when you feel in the depths of your being that you need to help someone or do something or volunteer or give some time. Or, you know, when you're feeling that, it's probably a God moment or whatever. Yeah. Do it. Like, even if it's not like a convenient time for you to do it.
It never is.
No.
It never, do it.
It never is.
It's usually on his time. So
right.
Better be careful.
Very important. Especially if you want growth. You know, if you don't want growth and you don't feel like you need, and sometimes people are exhausted by the word networking, right? Mm-hmm. Because some groups do make it seem
I think there's a lot of people, I mean, and I think I'm included in this, is like I get overwhelmed when I'm around a lot of people. If it's like 20 or 30, it's not a big deal, but if it's like a few hundred or something, there's something about me that shuts down. I think it's similar to Riley. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can come out of my shell and be totally fine, sure. But my initial reaction is like, okay, I need to like put my head down and
not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm that way. Maybe
that's how funny because I'm not the opposite.
I'm the exact opposite.
Oh, yes. It's like
she comes alive at a group of 400 and more.
It's like, because like, just think about the probability. If there's five people in a room, all five of those people just might not agree with what you're saying or might not care about what what you're presenting. But if you've got 500 people, that's, you know, you're going to find that one in 500 people if you try.
Absolutely.
You
just have to opportunity. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'd get exhausting though, going around saying, are you interested? Are you interested? Are you, how? See, you shut down on me just then.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
I think you just have to not take it personal, though. You know, if they're not interested, like, you know, make your case, like, you know, try to connect and then move on, because there is going to be someone interested, you know.
What do they say? The 1 minute.
Yeah, Riley.
Is it the 1 minute pitch?
It's rough out here.
You should be able. What happened? What did he do?
I made a comment about his dating life.
Just then?
Yeah. Because she was like, you know, if they're not interested, just move on. And I was like, yeah, Riley.
He has learned how to hold hands, though. So we are proud of him for that.
We're getting there.
You held hands? Oh, yeah.
Not with a client.
Yeah, with a client.
Not with a client. That'd just get weird. That'd get really weird. But yeah,
it's like, why are you holding my hand? I don't know. I'm lonely.
Okay, guys, look, this podcast is derailing. It is called Marketability. So who knows? Maybe you'll learn to market yourself, your love life. Holding hands is important to show an individual that you care.
And sure, yeah.
I'm sure there's someone who'll pay for that.
I don't want that. I don't want to waste my money.
Okay, anyways, coming back. Like I actually, whenever someone's like, yeah, it's a networking event. That doesn't appeal to me for whatever reason. Like I can totally talk to somebody and, you know, connect with somebody, but for whatever reason, when I hear that, like, networking,
it feels forced.
Yeah.
It feels like I have to go in and like, I better bring my business card or whatever. Yeah. And if I don't have enough, and
I think the better networking is just having it natural.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just the best.
Like Emily turns many times on bar stools. I mean, not that it's a bar that she's in all the time.
What are you doing?
Eats at the bar a lot. Bar
no, let me say, I actually had a client come in and book because we had a conversation started because I ordered a non-alcoholic drink at a bar. And he wondered why. Oh, yeah, because I came to give my friend, you know, her Christmas present. She's working. And I mean, I wasn't there to drink, so I was just like, let me just, you know, get something non-alcoholic, and that started a whole conversation.
Like, why are you at the bar and not having alcohol? Yeah. But it worked.
Well, it does work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Client, clink, clink, clink.
Yeah.
Not that I ever do that with clients. Like, click, click. What was that?
Certain boxes? I don't know.
There was actually one time, this is so random and it doesn't really have anything to do with it. I was running sound for a band at a bar in the middle of nowhere, and I went up and I was able to get free drinks because I was part of the band.
Nice.
So I was like, yeah, I want, for whatever reason, I really wanted a Heineken. So I asked for a Heineken, and the bartender just stares at me. I'm like, what? She's like, you're not from around here, are you? And I'm like, no. She's like, I was like, how did you know? She's like, you ordered a Heineken.
Was that a Busch Light bar? Or?
Oh, yeah. But okay. Bud Light, Busch Light.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with those brands either. So, all right, look, I feel like I've got to shut this down and we'll have a conversation about learning, developing, and launching and staying on track.
Well, yeah.
Discussing things. And that'll be our next episode.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Wait. What? Ow.
That's
really what it feels like right now, right? Okay. Okay, until next time, guys.